We were a little bit apprehensive getting in, thinking we were going to maybe have to cancel. But, you know, I guess somebody was smiling down at us and brought the sun out. And, man, we had quite a crowd. We anticipated between 500 to 1,000 people throughout the day. And I think in the end, the count they had was between 1,200 and 1,500 people that actually showed up for the event. So it's a great event. I believe Blue Sky had over 21,000 views. And Paul Young had told me that I think at any given time, 500 people were watching the live stream. So not only locally, but globally, it was seen by all.
Great. And how about the vendors? Did you get a good turnout and good feedback from the different food vendors that you had there?
Every single vendor ran out of food yesterday.
And last question here, Mike, your main winners, do you know any of them off the top of your head?
You know, I can't quite remember. I do know Best in Show, which is, you know, the number one car for the event. And basically it was based on modifications and what you did to your car. So you didn't just bring in a brand new car and just said, hey, look at this. It's what you did to your car. And that was Andy Waring with Industrial Gases. He built his Jeep from the bottom up. So $3,000 first place prize for him. It was quite nice.